Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's your girl, Tamika Harper, a.k.a. Georgia Me, the Oracle of Spoken Word. And you are listening to I Am Genesis and Radio Rails Thursday night open mic on OG Radio.
Looking in the mirror, I just saw you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl. I am Genesis with the Twisted Lips of Poetry on Poetikai, and we got our guy Radio Rail.
First of all, you say your part, and then I say my part, all right?
Let's go ahead.
Matter of fact, you got to run that back. You got to start over now.
Rewind. What's up, everybody? It's your girl. I am Genesis with the Twisted Lips of Poetry. And
it's your favorite host with the Butter Toast Radio Rail.
What's up, y'all? Poetikai is in the building tonight. We are hanging out. We got some nice poets coming on, and I'm excited. Tonight's going to be a good night. What you thinking about it, Rail?
I ain't gonna lie. I didn't even know who the hell we was even having on until I randomly looked at Dean's post this morning. And I was like, Oh shit, okay. I don't know where my mind be at. I don't know what the hell. I just be moving so
in the sky. What the song just said? We high
enough.
On cloud nine. You was high on cloud nine today?
Man, I don't know. I was somewhere. But I am excited because, and I knew he looked familiar, and AK put the pieces to the puzzle. We have a Chicago's, you know, I don't even know how to describe it. That's what I was about to say. I was going to say Chicago legend, you know, and, you know, we've came so far here on this damn poetry show, because a year ago around this time, we didn't know what the hell we were doing. And then a year later, we got celebrities on the show, and we got another one. So I'm excited.
Okay. So we got some people on the line right now. Let's let them on, because I'm trying to see the poet that we're supposed to be having hood raises.
Yes, that is. I will intro that in a minute. Of course, we got Dean.
Yes.
Dean, what's going on?
What's going on, fam? We in the building. I'm saying it's fire tonight, y'all. It's fire.
I know.
Most definitely.
Well, the first poet that was supposed to come on Hood Poet, Hood Raised. I keep saying, I want to say Hood Poetry, but I'm saying it incorrectly. It's Hood Raised Poet that was supposed to be coming on tonight, but he's going to try to hop on at a different time. So we'll have to go with a different poem. He just contacted me. So we are going to wait for him because he's not going to be able to call in at 9:15. But furthermore, we got
cool,
some other hitters calling in tonight. Go ahead.
With that being said, to my understanding, somebody out of the three hosts Soul Radio Station on 106.3.
Yes.
I just want to throw that out there.
Yes.
I just want to throw that out there. I'm smiling from ear to ear because, like, that's amazing. Matter of fact, let's just get to the poetry. I will speak on this.
So who's the first caller we got online right now?
I have no idea, but what's going on, poet? Okay. Hello.
Yes.
What's going on? Welcome to OG Radio.
Which poet is this? Who is this?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, this is Tommy Bottoms.
Hey, how
Tommy
you doing?
Bottoms.
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on with you?
Not
how
much,
you doing
man.
Tonight?
Oh, man, life's good. I can't complain too much.
Okay.
Glad to hear.
You working on some new poetry, some old poetry, what you got
always
tonight?
Always working on something. We'll do a little old, a little new. How about that?
Okay, so
that works for us.
Okay, so the rules are we have to get you going by the rules, because we need to know the before, what made you, what inspired this piece, like a backstory.
This first poem, I guess, I don't know if it's much of a backstory, just much of me just kind of observing kind of the world and the politics and how that politics kind of trickles down to, you know, our everyday lives. So I don't know if it's necessarily a backstory to it, but that's kind of the gist of what I'm talking about as far as politics and class and things like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Go ahead, start.
All right.
You can tell me to go, and I'll go.
Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
All right. Here it is. I'm the Don Juan of Vagabond, a rock star with a martyr card, blessed with an ability to hobnob the haves. You see, I was raised on ham hocks, so I make sure I use my gift to gab to speak on behalf of the have-not. Now, some choose to be confused whether or not they're a have-not or a have, so allow me to give you a clue. If you have ever, and I do mean ever, complained about the price of a gallon of gas, trust me, you are not one of the haves. So whether you want to acknowledge it or not, America's in the middle of its second civil war, the rich versus the poor, and I'm a have-not with a sword. Prepared to put my mind and my rhymes on the front line of this war against the poor. See, when you're a billionaire, they call it a bailout. But when you broke, it's a handout because you're on WIC EBT. But welfare by another name is still government cheese. Allow me to break it down if you please. Now, Uncle Sam got a program called Agricultural Subsidies. It's a fancy name for government cheese. A welfare for the wealthy. Now, I won't get long with it with a definition. I'm going to keep it simple, call it price fixing. Now, these agricultural subsidies, why Burger King and Mickey D's can sell you a dollar menu double cheese, give you free real fields on Pepsi when they know damn well it ain't healthy. And the FDA, they know the truth. That dollar menu going to kill you. And they lying to you. They don't tell you that fast food is just slave food. See, ain't no difference between chicken and nuggets and chitlins. It's simply low-quality food produced specifically for the poverty-stricken, not to mention the middle class, just busting their ass looking for something quick and affordable to feed their children. And if you take the time to look at a bigger picture, you will see why the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting sicker. That's why you got 9-year-olds who battle obesity, ADD. 30 years later, it's heart disease and diabetes. But what you going to do when your family five? Two-parent home working 9 to 5, just trying to survive. And the wife check don't come to the end of the week. The car needed to start. The kids still trying to eat. Well, that dollar menu looking good to you. Or what if you a baby mama, even divorced, a single mother out with no child support? Well, that dollar menu looking good to you, because you can feed the whole crew with the 2 for 2. No claim to be the smartest guy in the room, but I can tell you this, the CEO of Mickey D's ain't feeding his family no Mickey D's. And yes, indeed, Big Macs made them rich, but they ain't about to eat that. That's it right there.
Okay.
Okay. That shit spoke so many levels. That was cold, man.
Appreciate
cold blooded. I love that.
The truth.
Look at this.
The fucking truth.
Yes, the
That's
truth.
What's up. I
all day. That was nice.
And y'all comfortable in y'all own house getting this, yo? I'm trying to told you. It's night right now. It's going down right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, he did. Are you a vegan? I think you're a vegan. You got to be a vegan or vegetarian.
No,
nah,
I'm not.
Nah, come on now. I'm asking because the
he just don't eat fast food, Jenna. Damn. That's it.
I'm just, no, but it was so deep where it just touched me to the soul because I don't eat none of that stuff. I'm like
got
real
vegan
healthy.
Vibes. What the hell?
Yeah, I definitely don't be eating all that crap. Like, I just assumed the way he spoke, it was so passionate.
No, I ain't there. Yo,
the news is the new muse. Right? The news is the new muse. The news is the new muse. It's inspiring these poems, yo. Life.
Yes.
The news is the muse.
Yes. Come on now. So where are you originally from, Mr. Bottoms? What you want me to call you?
Mr. Bottoms is fine. Yeah, that's fine. I am originally from Indiana. I've small town Peru, Indiana. I moved here from Indianapolis.
Peru.
About 20 years ago, and then and I've been in Atlanta now for about the last 20 years or so.
Okay.
Okay.
That's nice. So you like it in Atlanta?
Everybody moving to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like,
so you like it there?
Yeah. No, it's second home now, so I definitely don't have too many complaints.
Okay. So you got another piece for us you want to share?
We'll go right into another. Let's see.
Okay.
Now, it's not uncommon that my level of honesty will leave some of you uncomfortable. I mean, even my closest confidants will typically tell me, Tommy, it's not that we don't like what you say. We just hate how you say it. It's like you just always assume you're the smartest dude in the room to consider to ever consider anyone else's point of view. And you know what? That's probably true. See, honestly, I am an asshole, just also happens to be brilliant. It's not that I don't want to listen, it's just my opinion. Most people's perspectives are pretty predictable, not to mention they're mostly media-driven. But since I'm intellectually ambidextrous, I might throw a few left and right, so from a distance, it might look like I'm only just trying to start a fight. But my true intention is just to see if some of these people are actually capable of defending their position. Because, see, that's exactly what you're supposed to do when you're the smartest dude in the room. See, what you call a heated debate, I just call something to do. But one thing you never see me do is take a media circus serious, especially when you consider today's society. The average American citizen gets most of his opinions and points of view from the memes in his Facebook news feed or the 24-hour perpetual outrage machine, cable news, media corporations. The primary motivation is not to inform you but to confuse you with manufactured outrage, sensationalized headlines, and a big gulp of cult of personality. And this is why you cannot take a media circus serious, especially when you consider the MSNBC. Might as well be TMZ. See, P.T. Barnum once said, a sucker is born every minute, and Fox News is the proof. Sean Hannity, Don Lemon, same clown, different suit. See, they both just promote racial animosity to their respective audience for profit and personal pursuit. So regardless of what your textbooks and taught you, your teachers have told you, see, America's never settled the Civil War. Yeah, we ended the bloody battles, but bottom line, the beef is still there. That's why 150 years later, there's still tension in the air, like an unhappy marriage where the couple was forced to stay together simply because the children were there. But if you sit back and do an objective analysis of the American social fabric, you'll see that the racial dynamics have shifted very little. I mean, to this day, you still got white liberals, white bigots, white guilt, and white privilege, and an educated black middle class that struggles with racial identity. Because, see, without that attachment to middle class and Jim Crow, you don't got much in common with the common Negro no more. And for that, you feel guilty. So connect with your people. You buy into the narrative that America's still 1916 Mississippi. But slavery and segregation was ages ago. So now the new Jim Crow is income and zip codes, gang colors and corners. We say Black Lives Matter, but nobody's even asking, what exactly is Larry Hoover's influence on the black underclass, also known as the niggers? Because with the exception of the Mexicans, everybody else is scared of niggers. And that includes the white liberals, the white bigots, and particularly the educated black middle class. That's why your club flyers read, no hoodies, white tees, no sneakers, no jeans. And you need to pull your pants up if you want to party with me. Because this party right here is only for the grown and sexy. Until a nigga gets shot by the cops, now that bougie nigga want to rock a hoodie to the march. And that's right when the white liberal, white guilt kicks in, because they don't want to be connected to the white bigots, and the white bigots don't admit white privilege. That's because half of this whole white trash, which means you're just nothing more than just niggas with privilege. And the media is right there to exploit all that tension. Because in the age of the internet, news has to be entertained in order to hold your attention. I mean, we can take this all the way back to the case of the state versus O.J. Simpson. Not to rehash the fact of his guilt or his innocence, just the point of this thing that they call the trial of the century was actually just a precursor to the modern media circus. That's when they started giving you 24-hour cover to soap opera plots and public opinion lynching. Plenty of pretty white women dead or missing, or black men against the system. So whether it's Natalie Holloway or Hands Up, Don't Shoot, it's the exact same circus, just different elephant in the room. Now, I know my perspective might ruffle a few feathers and make some of you uncomfortable, and that's not uncommon. Because, see, I've been pissing people off my poetry since I made poetry my priority. See, what you've just witnessed is 10,000 hours of rehearsal and research, because it's absolutely nothing worse than an asshole who's an expert. Because, see, I'm somewhere in between Sean Carter and George Carlin. Never received my honorary doctorate, honor my ability to piss some people off. But talking shit is my gift,
so I share it with you. Because that's exactly what you're supposed to do when you're the smartest dude in the room.
And that's that, dude.
So we trying out
that was cold.
Some new snaps, but that was cold all day long. So you are
appreciate that.
Really big in the politics, right?
You know, I dibbly dabble.
Okay. So is it more of like I'm out there activist, like all in the streets, you know, doing marches?
No, I'm quite the opposite.
Okay.
I'm probably more, I just like talking shit.
The revolutionary words that's doing it, because words is what inspire revolution and stuff like that. So, you know, this is how you get people on fire, by having them reimagine themselves when they hear it. Have you ever heard a poet before, like Saul Williams and Tommy Bottoms and whatnot, and you heard something that changed your entire life, and it said, now I want to do poetry, now I want to do poems. This is what's being inspired right now, this generation. People have heard this brother and decided to start doing poetry and whatnot, or decide to say something. And that's revolutionary and whatnot, you know. And I'm just excited about it and whatnot. That's that, you know, like you guys are making a platform on here for people, because again, Genesis has bought an island, y'all. I'm just saying, and
okay.
I'll be up and running by next year. So this is revolutionary.
Dean, just island. Okay, so it's a piece of land that's in the middle of the Fox Valley River of Illinois. So it's a nice, it's over half an acre. And so what I'm doing is having like poetry nights and things like that, and just real authentic nature vibe. I'm because I'm very into the spirits and just peaceful meditation, stuff like that. So that's how I feel about poetry, and it's always laid back and cool vibe. You know, I love poetry, so I do poetry all the time. So I figured we could have a nice space for everybody to come out and, come spit.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
What part of Illinois you said?
It's in Aurora, Illinois, the Fox Valley River.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like gutting it out and everything right now, but I'm just trying to get as many people. If you guys want to come out and spit some poetry, I would love that. That would be amazing.
Oh, absolutely. That sounds like a good time right there.
Now, Juneteenth is what she said. It might be up with the contractors and everything, you know, because, you know, they got to get it across the water. They got to get everything on like it's supposed to be. But Juneteenth, y'all, I mean, hey. I mean, that's a national holiday now, but it means something. So, you know, that's
you hear me, thoughts into things.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm ready.
Exactly. That's what it is.
So what's
right,
up
Sam,
with you, Mr. Tommy?
Go
we got to know where we can find him, and if he got some other things to share with us, like social media platforms and things. Where can we find you? Because I like your pieces.
You can find I'm on Instagram. I'm Educated Gangster 101. Just regular English, GANGSTR 101. And I'm also at Spring and Third on Instagram. Spring and Third is the name of a documentary that myself and Abyss, who's going to be on here a little bit later, another brother named Malik Salam and a sister named Kimmy Benning, a documentary they were putting on about a space called the Yin Yang Cafe, which was at the corner of Spring and Third here in Atlanta. And basically, just to give you a brief synopsis of what Yin Yang was a small cafe where they did live music, poetry, food, culture, art, and things like that. And it really had an impact, not just on the city itself, but kind of Atlanta culture itself. It was kind of a place where it was a hole in the wall, first of all. You know, if anybody who's familiar with maybe the Apache Cafe, that was what it was called after a few years later, after they changed the name from Yin Yang. But it's a hole in the wall club, very intimate. Maybe you can get 200 or 300 people in there. But some of the biggest artist you know of that at anybody who was an artist, you're talking about in the mid to early 90s, everybody was came through there, from Prince to George Benson, any artist from the 90s, rappers, R&B singers. Actually, if y'all familiar with Bone Crusher, the rapper, he used to be the cook there, and eventually became a multi-platinum rap star. And David Banner, just did a lot of artists. Like, for example, Prince would come. Imagine being in a little small hole-in-the-wall club, and Prince just hops on the stage for just a little impromptu performance. You know, mind you, this would have been before cell phones and cameras and all that. So we were just really just getting people feeling the vibe, and just, you know, anybody who was anybody, you would come through there just to hang out. And whether they were superstars or just up and coming, a lot of people got to start there. And so we're kind of documenting that history, because it's not just important for the art itself, but the history of the city of Atlanta and the legacy is kind of put forth into the world over the last, you know, 20, 25 years, where we, you know, kind of look at the new Atlanta. And so we're kind of documenting not just the space, but kind of also a piece of the Atlanta history as well. But you can find, if you want to check out the trailer on that, you can go to springandthird.com, which is the website, and you can check out the trailer for that. And we'll be dropping sometime at the end of the summer here. So be definitely be on the lookout for that.
I can't wait. Make sure y'all check out Thunderstorms Are Meant to Be My Friend, too. Got some good books.
Absolutely.
Now.
And maybe I could be out there with y'all doing some poetry, you know.
We'd love to do it. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in tonight. We really appreciate y'all. We're trying to get this platform open to all poets. We really are. We want y'all to come.
I appreciate y'all having me. I had a really good time. I'm going to just put it on. Enjoy the show.
Okay.
Y'all
appreciate
that. You're always welcome back.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Peace.
You too. What's up, y'all? How about Tommy?
Yo. I'm sitting on my balcony. I forget that I live right next to the airport, so the airplane flew by. I had to mute myself.
Oh, yeah. I'm there. What's going on?
You see what I'm
saying? Love that. He was amazing.
See? Whoa.
It was definitely
amazing.
Deep. That shit hit
cold,
you know, especially about the you know, fast food joints and shit. Like, as we get older, we understand that ain't the route to go. I can't tell you the last time I ate some goddamn McDonald's. I don't eat that shit.
Yo.
I barely eat fast food. But them hole-in-the-wall joints, I'll eat that. But, you know, McDonald's and White Castle's Burger King, I'll eat that shit.
Exactly.
But y'all heard what he was talking about? Like, I don't know if y'all, my Philly fam, y'all know about Black Lilies in the 5 Spot. That's where everybody, you know, the place where everybody used to go, like Jill Scott, Music Soul Child. It was an open mic, but but while everybody was like, you know, finding themselves, they all went there. That's what that spot was like. He's talking about in the ATL, like anybody in the 90s, whether they had a platinum album, whatever, they had to get into that spot. You know what I mean, and stuff like that. So that was history and whatnot. So they're doing a documentary on that. So that's going to be powerful. And again, where y'all city's at right now, too, you know, if you think about it, especially in Chi-Town, there's probably some spots y'all got there where, you know, everybody come to and whatnot, because you want some, the artists want something to be their own sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where they can come spit. Yo, so y'all probably got some spots down there, for especially in Chicago, you know,
yeah,
with comedy and all that. They definitely got something down there. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I said the show next, well, we're not having a show next Thursday, but I'm going to start, since, you know, COVID and stuff, they opened everything back up in the city, to go start, like, really spitting poetry again.
Well, that's what's up. Hey, now.
To meet some more people, to meet some more poets, you know, to bring them all out, because I want to start seeing these places, you know, especially with Zoetic Island coming. I need to know what's going on in the street. But we got another caller that's calling in. You wanna get that one, Mr. Yep, I got it. You see it? Okay.
I got it. What's going on, poet?
Poet. Hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
I kind of can hear you.
Barely.
Jeez, is that hello? A we try to get you and whatnot. You might want to call back in. You know, because sometimes people mute themselves by accident or, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Or call in. Sometimes you got to call
back
in.
He's going to call back in. Yeah, he's going to call back. So we're going to wait for him to call back in.
Is that Hood Ray?
No, that's that should be a best comment. That's Tommy.
Well, I put a little short poem while we're waiting. I do a little short piece.
Okay.
That if poem. I do a little short if poem. It's like about child abuse situations, stuff like that, about domestic violence and whatnot, how we're supposed to watch out for each other. Call it if.
Okay.
If.
I think he just came in.
If it. Uh-oh. See? Should I hold it? You know, hey, I can hold it now.
Okay. Oh, you want to go? Because you can go.
Hey, here we go.
Go ahead.
What you want me to, okay, here, I'll just do it real fast. If it takes a whole village to raise a child, what did it take for you to raise your hand to it, your voice to it, your fist to it? When did your child become your djembe drum, something to hit on, something to beat on, something? We are raising hell and our children at the same time. If it takes a whole village to raise a child, what did it take for you to raise your hand to it, your foot to it, your fist, and do this and this and this? My brother ain't right, sister ain't right. If it takes a village to raise a child, what did it take for you to raise your hand to it, your foot to it, your fist, and do this, and this ain't right. Peace. Info.
Peace, okay.
Well,
yeah,
hey, now.
Okay, there you go.
Thank
you. Thank you, Dean. He kept it together. Okay, so we got another poet calling in, and this is Mr. Abyss. I don't know if he wants us to call him, but that's why I'm calling until he get on here so he can let us know properly. Hello.
What up, Joe?
How you doing?
Peace. Hello, good people. I'm great. Peace. What's happening?
What would you like us to call you?
No G Radio.
Y'all can call me Abyss.
Abyss. Okay. All right. So, Abyss,
yeah.
Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan, but I live in Atlanta now for the last 20 years.
Detroit?
So you must liking it. 20 years.
Yo, Atlanta got a lot of
them now.
Y'all. A lot
of it's 20 plus.
Okay.
You're going to be hard-pressed to find somebody from Atlanta that was born there. And what? There's a lot of transplants that moved to Atlanta. I'm just trying to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think we watched Atlanta really blow up after 96, and I have been coming here since, like, 1990, but just watching it go into a metropolis. I've been here since it was a small town, on and off.
Yeah,
I've always had an affinity to it, so it's been a portal for a lot of talent around the world, really.
Yo,
so I'm just blessed to be in the fold.
Yeah, I tried Atlanta for a little bit. It didn't work out for me. You know what I'm saying? It didn't work out for me. So.
It could be the Boulevard of Broken Dreams for some, but like I said, you get a game plan, you can come right back. I've seen it work, and I've seen it not work. For certain people, and I just seen people get back on their horse.
I think it'd be like traffic more than anything. Atlanta is beautiful. It's just the traffic sometimes. You be stuck someplace.
Yeah,
in
the traffic is what it is. But you can make your I guess you can make your way around it. You know, you schedule your day against the traffic.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
But mine was just trying to get, you know, started out there. You know, the start part, like trying to find
a
job,
being
overeducated.
You can't do it by yourself.
Yeah.
You can't do it by yourself. You definitely need a support group.
This is a teachable moment. It takes a tribe, y'all. It takes a tribe and a
thank
community.
Thank you.
Like,
you
what
know,
you doing?
I'm taking all this glory from you in because I didn't heard you spit, and I'm already you already my secret mentor. You know what I'm saying? So I already took you in.
It.
I already took you in.
See.
So.
That's what's up. I'm saying. It takes
I'm
a tribe.
Humbled. I'm humbled. I'm very much so. I love poetry. So,
word, I appreciate it. I
what you sharing
too.
With us tonight? What you sharing with us tonight?
I want to share you some new work. Basically, it's Amplified Melanin. So, I'm basically, you'll hear it in one of my lines. I'm actually dark-skinned. This is my aura showing out. So, if you know me. I sort of like physical reflection, but I believe coffee.
Okay, so is this explaining the backstory to it? I need to know the backstory. This is a backstory?
No, it's not a backstory. A backstory is that these are just, I'll explain it in the work.
Okay,
I'll explain it in the work. You will hear it. I lost a lot of sleep and dreams. It's too insomniac. Red Eye alumni, we did it from the cardiac. Self-made, we adapt to any habitat. I got this heat, but you ain't playing with my thermostat. Y'all think I'm fly? You can see the stuff I'm on. It's a dirty job. You can tell what I'm stepping on. I walk the walk. I talk the talk. My lessons learned. I'm angelic with the flow. Yes, the wings are earned. I'm in the cadre of madres and padres, and we spit calligraphy until it's imagery. I paint picture with the symphony, ebb and flow. Flute in the timpani, orchestrated in the ether, they call it ministry. Tell Caesar, no toleration for tyrants. The bomb's ticking, we outnumber the hybrid. I'm Fahrenheit, I elevate the climate. Young lion with science, that's what you call guidance. Cause they never miss you till you're dead and you're gone. They love you, they hate you, then they leave you alone. Swear they doing you right, but they playing you wrong. Tupac tried to tell me it's the same old song. Black angel wings, heartstrings, praying hands. I'm a fire game of spades, yes, I play my hand. Without a grain of sand, we bagging what we book, taking back what was took. I bought the underground to sea level, now we make them look. Watch the recipe cook, shit, we snap when we chat. That's why the face get booked. Underground railroad coming up out this hellhole, roses from the pros into the bell's toes. No semicolons, bro, with these half-ass, half-holes. Niggas with mask on, let's see how long that lasts, bro. It feel like I'm in a Toy Story. It has, bro. And it's hard not to yell when the rails your mouth. I'm actually dark-skinned. This is the aura showing out. I'm chasing my dream. My hustle today choke clout. I'm pro with the now. My verb, we work it out. I was raised in the north and grew up down south. And I ran with five guys that will cook that cow. I'm talking mushroom cloud. You thinking click, click, pow. No, we mushrooms, partner. We move crowds. Because they never miss you until you dead or you gone. They love you, they hate you, then they leave you alone. Swear they doing you right, but they playing you wrong. Pop tried to tell me it's the same old song. For that reason, I keep the flame on tongue. That way, my name stays strong. No matter what page I'm on, it's hard to move in this monkey business, even if you King Kong. Right now, the game is bananas. You're here today, you're gone mañana. I visit many places, my home Atlanta. When you on fire, some cats, they can't stand you. But what if I killed it, got acquitted, been at it a minute, so sick of this, I should be admitted. But I'm too committed to go to the clinic. These losers tell me I can't win it. But why be defensive when you're offensive? My charge is pending the way I penned it. Being redundant will get you funded. But if I don't earn it, then I don't want it. I'm wanted for arson the way I burn it. They temping, I'm permanent. Be a casket of earning it. I do it to death. They should be concerned with this. But they never miss you until you're dead or you're gone. They love you. They hate you. Then they leave you alone. Peace on that.
Bars.
Yo.
Bars.
That was so dope.
Complete bars
that.
All day. He must be a rapper in his spare time.
Bars.
Is that what you do?
No. Actually, I'm 50. I can't be a rapper. No, I'm messing with you. No, I'm not a rapper. I am hip-hop influence, but hip-hop is life. Rap is something you do. So I don't do anything.
I
like
to
I'm living what I'm teaching. So that's why it's kind of like,
That was a little bit of Jay in there, wasn't it?
Nah. That's all.
That's all original.
That's all original.
Okay. Gotcha.
The bottom is I pay respect to these people, but one thing, I guess, coming from the age, a group, or the era that I grew up in, it would do a disservice to spit somebody else's bars. We'll pay homage, but we don't really cover the bars like that. I don't, personally.
Yes.
Okay.
And again, we got a Peabody Award-winning poet in our presence right now. I mean, if Prince let him on the CD, I'm just saying, Prince don't let nobody on no CD.
I'm on a CD with Prince, but it was his bass player. You remember, what was that, Diamonds and Pearls? Like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
The lady
that was playing the bass guitar in that video, I'm on her album. The only guest she have on the album is myself, Prince, Sheila E., and Fred Hammond. So I'm blessed. And that was a project before he passed. That was one before he passed. And I was hoping to get one with him personally eventually. But you never know. Like, in another place, another time. You know how I go. You never know.
Exactly.
But I'm blessed to have a unique walk in this. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm not the first and I ain't the last to do it, but I'm making sure that I'm making my steps. I trailblaze before I pass by.
Hey,
you know.
Real shit. Talk your
That's
real fire.
Beautiful. That was beautiful.
Yo,
was
you got another piece up in here for us?
Right.
Yes. I got some love. So, I'm a Virgo, so the hopeless romantic. I'm on the cusp with Leo, though. So. Ain't no telling.
Hey, no.
Yeah.
Check.
Yeah. Leo.
I have this ocular attraction that explains this strange passion. Her name I'm not asking because my threshold for pain, hard to mask when truth demands attention like crouches risen. Midsection ascension, my arms takes two pinches. Could I be dreaming? I might be carrying this woman's son in my semen and deep inside my soul still creaming, feeling for soft words to fall off her lips to sit gently on my ears to ease away all of my fears except one, the father and the son. And my spirit is like audible silence, and this quietness to me is like a disguised ride. I'm like a free sample. Shit. All I need you to do is try. Shit, I'm lying. I had to write it. But it reminds me of two old friends from heaven, and I can remember the feelings that we share with the reverend, wishing that these feelings would never end, even though our conversation has been briefer than Pelicans, and I'm giving these haters hell again. We go together like messed up economy and Republicans. Born again, hooligan, trapped on concrete islands like a ghetto ginger and Gilligan, and you made love feel for real again. I said your name somewhere between let us pray and amen. Deep in my essence stands for dime. In other words, boo, you my 10, but tears fall from my face as though pain is taking place. Because I was looking for wifey in the face and in the waist, and I saw in this place so serene. I finally found my queen, whom only seen in my dreams, and it was then my heart was busting at the seams. She fine as hell, but this feeling was way past them blue jeans, like a caramel skin. She felt like my extended next to kin. This ain't less than boo. It's more like where I fit in. Mates joined at the soul because God broke your mold, and I finally found the one whom I wanted to grow old, feeling young, sprung, springing like the wordplay from the tip of my tongue. You're the air that I needed to breathe. Take my lungs and fill it with your essence, because love has made me feel its presence. You give me full moons when others can't give me crescents. And I believe in love at first sight, but that ain't right, because I believe in love at first feel, because I felt you long before I saw you. I'm just keeping it real. And all I can do is think about the greatest love of all, you, God, and me in a spiritual menage. My heart was broken down, but I took it to this woman's garage, because it's in need of overhaul, and this sensitive man has been on his knees bawling, thanking God for true blessings, for you sent me the best cheat sheet for life's lessons, and she's deeper than my name. Why can't she have it? Mr. Biz could be my whiz. I love you to death because you handle your biz. I love you for what you are and for who you is. So don't take my proposal indecently. This was inspired by a conversation we had recently, And this be the realest stuff that I ever wrote. You put a mouth in my heart. These words, they just spoke. In a sinus and blood, let these words soak to the driest spots of your inner being. God, give me the understanding to comprehend the things I'm having trouble seeing. I really needed to confess the love of one snoop from a past life. Love was so strong I had to find this woman twice. I could see in the future, jumping a broom, throwing a rice. My girl told me straight up a bitch that's probably your wife, and she knows me, so she wouldn't lie. But I could have never told you that this icon's echo travel distances in my mind, equivalent to walking to Soweto from flat shows, Candler Road. She like, whoa, you meet people for reasons, seasons, and lifetimes. In my lifetime, I'll thought what God has given. Yes, I'm God-driven, and yes, he's living, because if I'm Jordan, she my Pippin. Even if the relationship on the rocks, I'm still sipping. Like missionary position, I'm on top of my game. I could say a whole lot more, but how many ways can I say my life won't be the same? Woman, take my last name. Boom.
God damn. Oh, my God. I am so damn, in awe of that. Everywhere.
Woman, take my last name.
I was like, God damn. When he, Abyss, you got me in bliss. You really do. Because this, that shit was off the chain. Biting my lip and everything. Yeah, he sounds.
Okay.
You are alpha male. You are alpha male.
Hey now.
You spent up my damn feminine energy. I can tell you that much. Yes, you did.
You right?
I'm sorry. He should have called on erotic night. He was very detailed, but in a way that he didn't have to say that. You know how a person when you cuss them out, but you don't say one cuss word. That's what he said.
Got away with
all
words.
In a sexual way. Yes, he does.
Yo,
right. I appreciate
I told
you.
You.
Thank you.
That's a bad man. That's a bad man.
Yes, he
hey,
is.
Now. Hey, appreciate right. you, Dean. Shout out to Dean, man. Thank you for reaching out, brother.
Yo, peace,
yeah.
fam. I mean, thank you for coming. That's what's up, fam. Peace. Yo,
word.
You want
to
tell
shout
everybody what you got going on? Where they can find you at?
Yeah,
at Team Abyss. Team Abyss,
okay.
Social media. Follow me on Cash App. I follow right back. No. But TEAMABYSS.
Okay.
That's what's up.
And also, we want to let you know.
Right now.
I host Apache every second Sunday. I host Apache every second Sunday. And I host the Acoustic Garden. I curate an art show with acoustic artists as well as, you know, just unplugged type of artists and feel over at the Sanctuary Artist Asylum every last Saturday of the month.
Now,
all that
radio
stuff is on my Instagram. You follow me on IG,
too?
You're going to have all of that.
Okay.
Don't you guys interview? Got a radio show or something, too, somewhere? Or y'all had one? Or y'all interview?
Yeah, I used to work a podcast with George and me. With Georgia Me, but we got some more stuff
Georgia
coming.
Me.
So, like I said, I'm working out with some tap dancers called the Tap Rebels. So, I'm just trying to put stretch marks on our genre we call poetry. You know what I mean?
That's how you do. That's how you do. All right, fam. Appreciate you.
Yeah, but one more thing. Let him know about the island, Dean. Did you tell him?
Yo, Juneteenth, and just keep this date, like next year, 2022, I Am Genesis, the one you were just talking to, she purchased an island and whatnot. We're going to put a venue on there and whatnot, start bringing poets in and whatnot, you know, and featuring poets, and it's going to be for the poets, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's just like right now they're clearing the land, got the contractors over there now, but by next year, you know, you definitely probably be getting a call, fam. I'm just saying, you know, because we got a Christmas island. So
hey, I would love to. I would love to. It would be an honor to do it. Like I said, man, I've been blessed. First poet on 106 and Park. I've been the first at a lot of things, but a lot of times when you're getting up in age, it's hard to be the first at a lot of things, but I still strive to do that. I am
That's
a pioneer. But I realize that you're a student of the game until they're putting flowers on you. Believe it.
Yeah, thing I would say to that, too, how things are predestined. Her poetry name is Genesis, the beginning of things. You know, like,
right.
So all of us on here, like, curse break. You know what I mean? Like, we doing stuff for the first time our families never did. Poets never before us didn't do. And, you know, we allowing people to reimagine themselves
by just, you know, just doing this broadcast and by you just coming on here and just sharing that, you know, that energy with us like that, you know.
Yes,
so shout out to y'all that's listening and whatnot. Y'all going to do some stuff for the first time and whatnot. Just listen to this broadcast. Watch and see.
Hey,
yes,
I'm
just because you touched
like
I Am Genesis.
That's real.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. That's dope.
Well, appreciate
so I'm glad
you.
To be on
thank
this part of the step. So I'm glad we crossed paths, and thank you for the opportunity and the platform.
Yo, peace, fam.
We're going to triple our word. Believe it.
That's what's
up. Right.
That's what's up.
Well, thanks for calling in.
All right.
Thank
you
for calling OG Radio. We appreciate it.
No problem. Have
team
a good night.
Man. Hit me up. All right. Peace of fortune, fam.
All righty. Peace.
Peace.
Man, I love that last piece, y'all. I was goodness.
Yo, I'm telling
you. That was an erotic night. Oh, yes, I was. The way he said everything. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm not even. You know I've been through marriage before.
Hey now,
you know it, and I'm happy with my guy.
This is a safe place,
but
sandy little girl. Yes.
The way he was talking,
he
got away with words. Those that me and Mama used to warn us about, those ones is heavy with their words. And you can, man.
Hey.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
I'm saying.
When the words
he
is heavy on
show
you.
His aura.
His aura is Virgo. Didn't he say he's Virgo? And half Leo? I remember that.
I'm saying.
Leo, if he's Leo,
that's a poet right there. He make words do things. I'm just trying to tell you. Hey, now. See, y'all understand. Y'all poets out there, y'all understand. Y'all understand y'all power.
Yes.
You do something
with it. Yes, I felt all of that. I was like, ooh, okay. I should have been, man. Let him come to Chicago.
Hey, now.
Special announcement. Special announcement.
Go for
special
it.
Special announcement. Today's episode is episode number 199.
Yes,
wow.
For OG Radio.
Long
it
possibly
way
in a year. In a 1 year that me and B-Trey took over and Genesis came along.
Yeah, it's definitely been
fucking episodes.
Yeah, that's a long
time. So
we're
doing
that's
something special for the 200th episode.
So we're gonna do something special. It will be next Friday, not this Friday, because shit, that was just too soon. We're gonna plan something very special for next Friday, and after next Friday, we're gonna end season 8, and we're gonna take a week off, and then start season 9 in July. So everybody stay tuned to that. But it's crazy because, again, like I said earlier, how me and B-Trey, well, AK started this 2010, May of 2010. And here it is, June of 2021, been going this long. Me and B-Trey took over last year. And B-Trey was like, man, I got an idea. Let's start poetry. Cool. We was with it. So I posted on Facebook about poetry. Genesis is one of the ones that reached out to me along some other people. But, of course, you know, people get scared and backed out. Genesis was the only one. He stayed with it. It was rough. We tried to do the Facebook Live. That didn't work. We tried to go to Instagram. That didn't work. But we stayed with it. We brought it to the show. And it was rough for a little bit because it was just us and a few poets here and there, and then it just picked up. Then we met you, Dean, and here it is. Here we are now, fast forward. And it's like, fuck.
Yes, yes.
We had celebrities, big time, you know, award winners and shit, and actresses. It's just crazy. And Genesis tells me all the time, be patient, be patient. Our time is coming. Because I'll be looking at other people like, damn, why the fuck? What are we doing? Like, damn. But.
See?
Yeah, once there. It's been amazing.
There's a thing called being intentional, too. So that's what y'all was being intentional. You know, you kept doing the show and whatnot, even if it was like whatever, 1, 2, 3, 4 and whatnot, you know, and then, bam, you see what I'm saying? All of a sudden, you know, you got some stuff. some stuff you guys just work for, you know, and y'all working for it right now. So, you know, and then the people going to catch on to it and whatnot, you know. Like, when you're intentional and you I just say manifestation works because thoughts become things. We read that book, The Secret, and we say that all the time. But every single thing, if you look around you right now in your room or whatever, that was somebody's thought. That lamp somebody thought about it, the table,
exactly,
the microphone, the phone. You just looking in your room full of thoughts right now. So whatever y'all thinking about right this second, and y'all listen to this broadcast, I'm telling you, thoughts becoming real things that you can put your fingers on. So keep
we
doing
have
it, you know what I mean?
5 million people listening in to Poetic Hot Thursdays.
You want to know
manifest
crazy? Do y'all believe in dreams being reality, right? I'm a heavy believer that some of our dreams is just reality that we haven't seen yet, right? So it was crazy because I'm sitting on my balcony, right? And when Abyss was on, when he was doing his first poem, I'm like, damn, I'm having deja vu that I was sitting on my balcony looking at my screen, looking inside my living room watching the game at the same time. Like, yo, what the fuck? Like, it happened already. It just didn't happen till now. But it's like, that shit is crazy.
Yo, I believe that. I believe in that. That's real, yo.
So I've had some crazy rich dreams, so I'm somewhere down the line, we're going to be on somebody's island.
Take it out of your mind and put it island is on the way. Zoetic Island is on the way. She's in the womb right now. She's cooking right now.
Exactly.
To be born.
Exactly. Marinated. That's what's up. Hey, now.
Another shout out to you, Genesis. Because I was paying attention to me investing some shit, right? And my shit went up some couple hundreds of dollars.
You welcome.
So I was like, ooh.
You welcome.
Hey,
Splash.
Financial
literacy. Real quick. Like, let me take this out real quick because that's my daughter's birthday money right there.
Good. I'm happy y'all paying attention. That's what I be telling people all the time. I'm here to share as much knowledge as I have, but no hate. Just God's gonna give me my gems all the time, or the universe is gonna give me my gems. So I don't worry about none of that. I'm just here to share with you.
Yo, financial literacy is important, especially in 2021, yo. That's real.
All I know is $50 just went a long way. $50 went a long way.
Well, make sure you go ahead and keep investing. Don't forget. Don't just take it all out. Just keep some money in there because, you know, emergencies happen, things happen, and sometimes you need it right then and there. And that's what saves me a lot of the time.
Yeah, I kept like $150 in there, but the other $200 I took out.
That's all you got to do, and it's going to double right back. It's going to double right back within the next month. You, instead of sending some funky ass bank, it's okay to have a bank account, but have multiple bank accounts so that, you know, you can forget about some money. It's nice for you to forget about a little money and then for it to work for it.
Exactly.
So money's supposed to work. I'm not supposed to work. Money's supposed to work for me. Yeah.
Passive income can become a real thing. I'm just saying. I mean, why your money make money for you while you sleep? You know, own some property.
Wake up to a check. Yeah, investing, and it's going to pay you right back. That's what the Caucasians do. I'm not even going to say white people, but we missed that chapter in life. And, you know, they need to be fed. The Caucasians know that. But
we cursebreakers, y'all. I mean, we're going to be the first ones in our family making some money and doing some stuff like this. So you know, y'all out there that's doing it, you know, y'all going to be the first ones. So whatever it is you're doing right now, first one to write a book, getting a movie, you know, go platinum, whatever it is, you know, we curse breaking in 2021. Don't let these people be like, you can't do it. Why are you quitting your job? Why are you doing this? Why are you going hard like that? Because they can't do it.
Exactly.
They can't do what you do.
And that's what's going to happen. That's what is happening right now as we speak. It's marinating because that's why I think about it all the time. Like, this is we doing a lot better. We could be doing a lot worse. This is amazing just to be in the present. The journey is the favorite part. As long as you travel and do the journey, you'll be good to go.
That's true. 100%. 100% true.
So we're going to take a song break right now. What do you want to listen to, guys?
You want to listen to some hood shit, some shit, some I'm going to make you think shit?
No, I think some more authentic. Let's do Mellow tonight.
What
y'all thinking, family?
You got some Jessica Kiel Moore somewhere? I mean, she got some stuff out there.
I don't know if y'all got it. Download that. I'm about to download that. Most of our artists is, we've had celebrities and everything, but most of our artists is like upcoming artists that we get out there.
Yeah,
more
so local.
I can definitely get some more.
I hear what you're saying, independent. That's what's up.
Yeah, very local. That's what we aim towards.
Yo, what's the name that got that album out that we playing all the time? Trice? You got some Trice stuff up in there?
Yeah.
Did I be playing all the time? Trice the artist?
Yeah, that's
most
what
definitely do. That is my close homegirl now. She's been on the show a few times. She's an OG veteran. Proud to be part of OG Radio. One of her recent products, recent project is called All Night. So without further ado, here's All Night by Trice the Artist.
Hey now.
I need you to be up
Welcome back to OG Radio. That was Treats the Artist with All Night. You can catch all of her songs on Apple Music and any other major music platform.
Yo, that's what's up.
Okay. Yes, that was nice. I like, mellow poetry nights. You know, the mellow and poetic high vibes, you know, when people are blaze. You know, I don't know if a lot of people smoke, but for the smokers, the stoners out there, it's just like music to, you know, mellow out and relax. And, you know, that's why I like poetry, too.
And do them other things, just saying. Hey, no. But,
well, people drink. I don't really care for drinking. What you talking about?
I'm talking about making love. That's what making love.
Oh, yeah.
So
that, too.
I'm just, talking about erotic poetry. You put that on. Hey, now. You put your clothes on.
Yes.
You know, then you put that song on. Then you go out. Hey, now.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
that's
another major announcement for all artists. Coast to Coast, Loom and Soundcore presents Coast to Coast, which is a... where you can vote your favorite artist who's been nominated to go to pretty much always to a championship round, and whatever team wins a grand total prize of $25,000. You got until the 28th and 30th of June to vote. Just go to www.lum.fm. Big shout out to Rosa Nice. I had her on the show a few months ago. She's been getting me to vote for her in the state of Pennsylvania. So that's where she resides from. And so far she made it to the semifinals. So, you know, keep voting. Hopefully she wins that prize. I've been voting and I hope they get to the semis right now. It's they do this every year. It's about 160 artists, 32 cities and states, 4 regions and 1 team. So hopefully me voting for her, the team, the Pennsylvania wins. So we got about 1 more week, and then they'll announce the winners, and I'll announce the winner on the show.
Okay. Hey, that's what we're going to need.
Yes.
I didn't really like the snaps well, you know.
Yeah,
that was AK. Thank you, AK, but... we ain't gonna be using
those. Those snaps sound like the popcorn when it's being popped. That's what it sounds like.
She got to laugh at those things, and we gonna have to get that together. But yeah, tonight's poets. So I do have an announcement. Sad. I know the flyer that we had issued out stated that we was gonna have hood race poetry here tonight, but some things came up. So he wasn't able to make it, but he said next time. So we have that to look forward to.
So season 9. Gotcha.
Yeah, season 9. We got season 9. You know, he can always come on. But he had hit me up and let me know probably a little bit right before the show. So hopefully everything send positive vibes his way. And I hope everything is all right with them. All right, go ahead.
Black Ice Productions presents the 5th Annual National Spoken Word Award. It's live in Chicago, September 5th. That is a Sunday of this year. It's a poetry award. One of Chicago's very own, one of my very close friends and an OG are here on the show. Misfit, Mahogany Misfit, is up for nomination.
Okay.
So most definitely nominate her. My homegirl and my brother from another mother and fellow radio host from Bar University TV has been nominated also. So check out, definitely vote Jacqueline for the best host for Bar University TV. Her and Brian Darnold are definitely doing their thing. So definitely vote Mahogany the Misfit and Bar University TV, the Chicago very own. They're doing some major things. I've done a lot of work with them last year, and we got some more stuff cooking up for this year. So just be on the lookout and, you know, keep you know, Chicago styling and, you know, make us great.
Yeah, of course. Of course. They're going to do that anyway, you know. They love us.
You know it. And she also, Jacqueline also hosts dance classes for all ladies. Got to be grown and sexy, of course. No matter shape, size, whatever, she holds dance class. I want to say every Sunday, maybe. But they just bought a studio, so she always, I will share on my Facebook all the time when she, you know, shares when she's having these dance classes. Also, check out their YouTube channel, Bar University TV. They also film their dance workouts. They've been doing their thing. One of their videos that she did, they danced to Chris Brown, Under the Influence song, I believe. So she calls it the Walking Queens Dance Workshop. She's got damn near 1,000 views. So subscribe to her channel, subscribe to their channel, you know, and, you know, help them out.
Yeah. All the love, all the shares.
Yes, yes.
So what's going on, Mr. Dean? What's going on?
Hey now.
Dean, you there?
Okay, it was on mute. I'm sorry. Can y'all hear me now?
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm back. We back. I mean, the fire was in the building. I'm saying, you know, it's like, wow. You know, so that's why I said, you know, a lot of people were listening, but I don't know if they're going to call yet. We got to wait till the smoke clear because, like, that thing was on fire tonight. That mic was on fire. You know, I don't know who's all we got left in the house and whatnot, but we got some poems here. I got some poems. Y'all got some poems. We in the building.
Yeah, we got plenty of poems. You know, but they didn't already heard all of my poems. I have intention on writing new ones. I've been writing some new pieces, but you know, I've been distracted. You know, sometimes you have to make yourself sit down and write. Any poets out there that do that, that have to make themselves just, you know, sit down and write and just be with yourself just for a moment in time to think about what's going on in life. So, you know, put that together.
Yo,
that's definitely art.
I would do 2 or 3 poems at the same time. Like, you know, like when you get that so-called writer's block, you know, give yourself permission to start another poem. You know what I mean? Like, I'll come back to that one and just start that one. And if it happens to that one, just start another one. So you got 3 things going at the same time and whatnot. But, yo, that's how poor works sometimes. You know what I mean? You know, we just got to give ourselves permission because we'd be stuck. I got to get this line right here. And if we'd be stuck on that for 2-3 days a week just because we stuck in that one line and whatnot. Wherein if you go to something else, you know, it'll come to you. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, that's
sometimes
that's
I'm like that. That's what I do because I could be running on a treadmill or anything, and all of a sudden something will come to me, and I'm like, I got to stop. I got to write this down real quick, and then I'll work on it later. So I just build my poetry like in steps, especially if I'm going through some difficult time. That's how I write. I don't know if anybody else writes like that, but I definitely write like that.
Hey, you got to be inspired. You find your muse when you find your muse.
I had to push back my release date for the mixtape because I'm trying to do 159 things. I haven't had time to get the shit together. Certain shit just ain't acting right, but I plan on releasing my mixtape July 4th weekend and or on July 4th. So hopefully I can get it together by then.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, you know, people start calling to be like, hey, yo, let me buy a beat. No, I got you.
But you ain't got no deadline because you're you. You can do it whenever you want to. Whenever you want to.
Well,
you know, nobody's
scheduled. Because I just want to work hard. That's all. I just want to. Like, my problem is, especially since being a radio host, I do so much shit. I be so busy, and I forget about certain things. So I'm doing, you know, hosting this and finding artists and helping out.
Y'all got them young babies over there,
session
too.
And, you know, got kids, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm doing a lot of stuff.
But again, you heard what Abyss said now. Abyss said tribal and whatnot. It's always going to come back to community, you know. Your tribe, you know, you can't be trying to get it all by yourself, or you get overwhelmed and just like stop for a little bit and say, I can't like this, you know, can't take this shit no more. You know what I mean? So you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Get your tribe. You know, this would be time to just, you know, like just wake everybody up that's listening to the broadcast. Find your tribe. You know, wherever you are, your friends,
your village,
your mentors, your friends. Get your tribe together because it's time.
I got to say this real quick. You know, if a person ever says, oh, how your little something doing, or how your little job doing, or how your little house doing, or something like that, that's hate. That's back. I don't care what nobody says. That's hate. And we need to throw that out because
they supposed to be talking to you like you good people, like you going to make it. You know, they ain't
exactly.
Thinking
that's
hate.
Hey, that's
a Chicago thing.
I don't know.
You know, like, how your little friend doing, like, how your little, you know, that's just a Chicago
that's
thing.
That's hate and jealousy. That's hate and jealousy.
When they not saying, yo, that's gonna be amazing. That's if they ain't trying to hit it with you like that and get you hyped up about whatever you're doing.
You're right. I've plenty of people was like, oh, well, how your little radio show doing? Like, first of all, it's not a little show. It's very huge.
It's big.
And,
right?
It's a big thing. It's
that's
amazing
like
thing.
A woman
yeah.
talking about yeah. a man's privates. That's how I feel.
See, exactly. Be like, how your little man doing? You're like, wait now. First of all, he's grown. He's big.
Exactly.
Yeah, doing big things.
Exactly.
Got grown kids, goddamn.
This dick pays the rent.
Yeah,
see,
but I'm just saying, it's like in a man terminology, that's what it sounds like.
But real shit though, it is a little bit of hate. I ain't gonna lie. I try to make it sound good, but it's definitely hate. When somebody ain't rocking with shit or jealous or they envy of you because you're doing something that they're not doing or you're doing it better than they are.
Yeah, and everybody's done a little hating at one time until they got their shit together.
I don't hate. I don't like to hate. There's no reason for me to hate because, you know, it's sort of like if I'm looking at a celebrity, just because they celebrity and got some money and shit don't mean that their life is as great as mine. My life could be
exactly.
just as great as theirs, even with just a little less.
Yeah. I just called up that whole poem for If and Whatnot. You know, now we look like we got a little bit of time. I got the whole poem up. I pulled up now.
Okay.
I'm trying to go through it fast in case we get another call. Again, same poem, you know, and stuff like that. You heard it before, but this is the whole poem in its entirety. I just cut it short. You know, because we had to definitely get the features in there and do what they do. I call this piece If and Whatnot. Y'all going to be talking about deja vu. Didn't we just hear this? I swear.
No. Go ahead.
See? If it takes a village to raise a child, what did it take for you to raise your hand to it, your foot to it, your fist? When did your child become your djembe drum? Something for you to beat on, something for you to hit on, something. Who, sir, gave you permission to go against the ancestors? Have you forgotten your agency, the negative confessions of my aunt? I have not terrorized none. I am not a man of violence. I am not a stirrer up of strife or disturber of the peace. I have not acted or judged with undue haste. I have wronged none. I have done no evil. Instead of raising hell, our children, we are raising hell and our children at the same time. If it takes a whole village to raise a child. What did it take for you to raise your hand to it, your voice to it, your fist, and do this and this and this ain't right? His eye is closed like your fist. His mother is afraid of you. She shapeshifts into beloved, taking all of her future children like vitamins, swearing an oath. I'd be damned if I birthed him another drum. He gonna just have to beat on this one. Has not forgotten the negative confessions. I have not stolen the property of the gods. I have not uttered lies. I have not uttered curses. I have made none to weep, wanting nobody's money, wanting nobody's pity, only a body part. Your ears I need so you can hear me. Your eyes I need so you can see me appealing to the God in you. I call to that. I call to that. I call to that. If it takes a whole village to raise a child, what did it take for you to raise your hand to it and your foot and your fist and do this? And this ain't right. Peace and poem.
Hey,
yeah.
That made me think, because, you know, back in the day, you know, slavery, that's why I think a lot of African-American have adapted the thought to hit their children, you know, with belts and stuff like that, because it's built in our DNA for 400 years, so we don't know no other way to discipline.
But watch this, though. If we choose to remember the slavery, if our mind goes back that far, there was Mayotte laws. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we govern ourselves and whatnot. Isn't that, you know, like in the Bible, how they have thou shalt not, they tell you what not to do. But before all of that, there was Mayotte, and you took agency and you told yourself what you was not going to do. You was in charge of your own, you know, you kind of controlled yourself and stuff like that. Like these communities, like the Tulsa community, Black Wall Street, you wonder why they didn't have crime like they have now, because everybody had agency. You know, back in the day, the neighborhoods looked out for one another. They looked at themselves like a real village and stuff like that. And said
right.
that so if our genetic memory goes back to slavery, why does our genetic memory not go back to African culture when we govern ourselves under Mayotte? You see what I'm saying? So when they choose to say I'm going back to slavery, that's why I'm so violent. I say, well, that same mind goes back further than slavery, and I think American culture has taught us that Black history starts at slavery, but our Black history go back further. And further than that, like, America is young, y'all.
Exactly.
I mean, this country is only so many hundred years old, wherein, you know, our other dynasties and African cultures or whatever, thousands of years old. They still finding boats and jewelry.
That's
and
why we are learning about not, like, where we come from. That's why it's important to get in touch with your roots so that you can do the research and find out and talk to people. That's definitely what I do to try to find out, you know, because those things can be broken with, you know, being educated pertaining where you come from. And when the education is taken away from you, because for a long time, slaves weren't allowed to read. So that's a lot of times why a lot of stuff goes back to slavery, because it was ceased, the education was ceased and broken. So a lot of stuff wasn't, you know, you'd be out in the fields and stuff. So you learn to be quiet and not talk. And most of the time when, you know, back in our culture, we were sat down and talked about our hair and comb. Because if you see in other countries, they sit down and they talk and they do hair with moisture and not weaves and stuff. That's what they do. Like a lot of the French and people from Nigeria, you see that it was like, their mother's mother used to sit down and braid their hair. Everybody's hair was braided. Like, that was time for them to show each other. So.
Yo, that's real. That's real.
Definitely.
But, y'all, like, again, I got some surprises in 2 weeks coming, you know, and stuff like that. We have
Yo, she was on the Roots album four different times. She wanted to come on the show, so she wanted to come on the show. And I ain't gonna say her name. Some of y'all probably know what I'm talking about, but I ain't gonna say her name just yet.
Well, no, don't say
and
nothing.
Like
we'll
that.
Talk about it offline. We'll talk about
exactly.
it offline.
That's what's up. That's what's up. But yo, y'all call
with that
it.
Being
y'all call
said,
it, you know.
We are going to end on that great note, so everybody looks
right.
forward to that in a couple of weeks. We have a few minutes
yes,
left.
Yes.
Dean,
and
you guys
want
to share? Season 9.
Yeah, that's it right there. I'm excited. I want to say too much, but I ain't going to say too much. But, you know, definitely y'all call in and stuff like that. You know, hit her up in the DMs and whatnot so she can save a time slot for you because, you know, you got, you know, again – this is a curse breaking show, you know. We not doing
yes.
like our voices no longer being hidden. You know, speak on whatever you need to speak on. You know, whether you want to read it from your poetry book, you know, and stuff like that. You know, or you want to send the audio in and we'll just play it and whatnot. You know, we do that with some of our London poets and stuff like that, African poets. You know, the time difference is like a 5-hour time difference. So, you know, just reach out and whatnot, and you know, we'll play it. You know, stuff like, but it got to be live, though. It got to be live. We want to hear you live
yes.
and whatnot. That's what it is.
Yes.
Just
so
yes.
if you hear it, make sure you call in at 516-666-9826. This is Poetic High. I am Genesis 3YE _ Genesis on Instagram, Genesis Silverman on Facebook. So if you guys want to do some poetry, you can do that. And Rail, what else you got?
And Genesis on Zoetic Island in 365
yes.
days.
Zoetic
Island. Hey,
it's going to be opened up, and it's going to be on Juneteenth. We're going to be doing the big thing. We'll have poets out. They're going to be coming on the stage and having a good time. So, you know, spread the word. That's what it's going to be. Rail, you got anything?
Yeah. Like I was saying, just, you know, tune in next Friday is our 200th episode. So we are definitely doing our thing. Poetry is going up. My Monday show is doing great. Tuesday show is doing great. The Friday shows with AK go great. Got a mixtape coming soon, everybody. So be on the lookout for that. Follow my Instagram, HellRail1290, HellRail1290. Follow me also or add me as a friend on Facebook, Terrell Radio Rail Redmond. And Google me, bitch. No.
Hey, now.
But,
yeah.
I mean, technically, you can Google me. My name's starting to pop
hey.
Up on Google. But just, you know, be careful out here in these streets. It's getting warm and, you know, there's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, man.
Be careful no matter where you're at.
Be safe.
The Zoetic Island 2022. Your boy here is getting married May 21st, 2023. More details
okay.
on that for those who I will invite.
Okay, that's what's
road.
Up.
So, yeah,
what's
I'm
up?
Getting,
see, you're
tying
it down. Got people how to get engaged. He's like, marry. He said, marry me, woman. Yeah, oh, hey now.
Man,
hey.
Look. All I can say is compromise, communicate, and you got it. That's all I can do.
There you go. You're a bad man.
All right, well, we got to get up
here.
Out of here.
So we are out. Tune in next Friday to our 200th episode, and Dean will give you more details once we figure everything out and all that other good junk. So we are out, y'all. This is Radio Rail. I am Genesis and Dean, and y'all next week.
Peace.
We are out. Good night.
Peace.